Bill Mraz and his orchestra out of Houston kicking off the show with their version of the Roaring Mountains Polka. And with that, we say Vítam vás and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Show number 57 coming at you. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. I do appreciate it. And I think I have a pretty good show for you this week. I'm going to call this the Don Main Tribute Show. I want to send a huge thank you out to my buddy Don Main down in Corpus Christi. He recently inherited a bunch of polka cassettes, and as I am wont to do, I've done this many times for many different people who have old cassettes or albums or anything like that that would like to get them transferred. I always offer to do that free of charge. Usually people throw in a few bucks for postage and beer, things like that. It's not necessarily, but I do appreciate it always. But yeah, always willing to help people out there that want to get this old music transferred to a format where they can listen to it. A lot of people don't have cassette players anymore, or even record players, would like to have it on CD, or they can carry it in their car, things like that. So I always am willing to help out. And anyway, Don sent me a big old box of cassettes. So got some new music. Going to feature new music all during this show. Not necessarily new. I mean, it's old music, but new to my library. I'm always happy to get new music to add to my collection. And we are going to kick off this segment with a band that was around Texas for many, many years, but unfortunately I never had any of their recordings, and I was able to get three cassettes in this batch that Don sent me. Wentz Shimek Orchestra. Wentz Shimek and his All-Stars, featuring Wentz and Helen Shimek. From, I believe, around the Victoria area. I'm not sure exactly where the Wentz Shimek Orchestra is based out of. But anyway, this is a classic, classic Texas country polka band. Do a little country on the side as well. And glad to get some of the recordings. So we're going to kick off the set. We're going to do a double shot weekend here. Two songs by every band on this show. And we're going to kick it off with a couple from the Wentz Shimek Orchestra. Here's Black Gypsy Waltz.
Yeah. ještě dnes. Dám si dělat podkověnky, dám si dělat podkověnky ještě dnes.
Another new band that I never heard of before. A band called the Checklanders Orchestra out of, I believe, Omaha, Nebraska. And this was just on a cassette. There was, you know, it was like a homemade cassette that had no song titles or anything on it. So I don't know the name of the polka I just played. It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure of the name. Let's go back and recap what we heard, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. Like I said, it started things off with a couple numbers from the Wentz Shimek Orchestra, Black Gypsy Waltz, and My Pony Polka. And then right after that, a couple by the Checklanders Orchestra, Go to Sleep, My Children Waltz, because I did know that one. And then, like I said, a polka I'm not sure of, and I want to ask any of my listeners out there, if you happen to have the following LPs or cassettes or whatever by the Checklanders Orchestra. One is called Favorites Old and New, and the other is called Sounds from the Old Country. Those are the two cassettes or whatever that I got copies of, but I don't know any of the song titles except for a couple of songs that I recognize. So if anybody has those out there, I would love to get in touch with you and at least get it like a track listing so I can get these songs properly labeled. Back to more music. Going to feature some more Nebraska music, I do believe. Mustache Joe here. Doing a couple of old Czech favorites, kick the set off with Hi Husitsky High, otherwise known as the Gander Polka.
Zeleny high, high, Гусички хай, вже зелені хай. Хай, гусички хай, вже зелені хай. Хай, гусички попела тема, те чекни перказла. Хай, гусички хай, вже зелені.
Švigal Švec za jeho vinu, jiného Švece hanil velice, a to dělá v opice. Na pale se opil, pohoršení tropil, domů si ubíral, celý svět proklina, Přišel domů z práčky, snědl tři slanečky a to dělá v opice. He likes to climb on trees, and he likes to run. He has beady eyes, and he's kind of strange, and monkey business is his game. The monkey, he's a clown, he's jumping up and down. Bananas are his craze, eats them every day. Yeah, he's a furry guy, you'll laugh until you cry. Yeah, he's a wild and crazy guy.
The Doika Brothers there out of the Taverner, East Bernard area, doing the Monkey Polka from their cassette On St. John Road. Right before that, a couple from Mustache Joe, the Gander Polka. And, of course, everybody's favorite, the Prune Song Waltz. I think we got time for about one more song before we take a short break, so let's do another one from that Doika Brothers CD. Here's one of their more popular numbers off that CD, off that cassette, and it's kind of become popular since they do play the St. John's Picnic every year. Here's one called Grandpa Drank Too Much at the St. John Picnic.
Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. We saw a sight of him we've never seen before. He used one too many beer token tickets. Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. Something called Shinerbach broke down all his inhibitions, put Grandpa in a state of abnormal condition. He got a little loud, all loosened up and limber. That 4th of July will always be remembered. Cause Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. We saw a sight of him we've never seen before. He used one too many beer token tickets. Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. As he danced on top of tables, told several young girls, this old man, he's still able.
His can was held up high as he said, bless the boys from Shiner, for they make what it takes for living to be finer.
Cause Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. We saw a sight of him we've never seen before. He used one too many beer token tickets. Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic.
Well, now Grandma, she got mad because Grandpa started bothering others. Then he jumped on the stage with the Doika Brothers.
I still laugh about Grandpa honking on that tuba. Some say it could be heard all the way to Moravia.
Cause Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic. We saw a sight of him we'd never seen before. He used one too many beer token tickets. Grandpa drank too much at the St. John Picnic.
Thank you. наше мале за братки, виросла про тебе, дружові мій попадки. Несли стору жічко, вік є те ще стіна.
Ah, yes, the smooth sounds of the Ernie Cucera Orchestra there as we kick off the second half hour of Czech Classics that are now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Of course, that's the Grown Rose or the Faded Rose Waltz there, the legendary, of course, Ernie Cucera and his orchestra. And we're going to continue on now. I'm going to take a little break from the new music and feature some live stuff, and I want to dedicate these next couple of songs to my son, Steven. He's started playing in the band with us over the past year. Plays baritone, plays a little bit of guitar as well. I'm trying to get him more involved in that. He definitely wants to play with us, but he's always busy with school and things like that. And in fact, he is going to be graduating a week from yesterday, actually, on the 20th. Actually, on Friday night, he'll be graduating from the University of Texas, getting his Bachelor of Science degree in Civil Engineering. And then on Saturday, May 21st, is when they have the big, huge university graduation where everybody comes to the tower, and they have the fireworks and all that stuff. But his actual college graduation will be on May 20th, so I wanted to congratulate him. I'm so proud of him. The last one, we're done. Although he is going back to grad school, but you know what? He's going to pay for that himself. So we finally got both our kids through high school and college. He's going to spend a nice summer. I know he's going to have a blast. This is kind of our graduation gift to him. If any of you are out there familiar with DCI or drum and bugle corps, they're real big in the Midwest and the upper Midwest, the East Coast kind of. He's going to be playing with a top 10 corps based out of Denver, Colorado, called the Blue Knights. So he is going to be leaving the day after graduation, head up to Denver, and practice for a month solid from dusk till dawn, dawn till dusk, whatever it is. And then the middle, beginning of July, I think, they head out on the road, go to California, up through Colorado. Going to go see him up in Denver in July, and then down here in Texas. And then all throughout the Midwest and up to the East Coast, winding up in Indianapolis in the middle of August. So I'm so excited for him. I know he's going to have a blast. It's something he's wanted to do for years, and has finally been able to do it. So couldn't be happier for him. So I'm going to feature a couple of numbers that we recorded last December at Songwriter Hall for the Christmas party, featuring Stephen on baritone sitting in with us, the Orphan Waltz and the Beer Barrel Polka. So hope you enjoy it. And Stephen, I love you and so proud of you. Oh,
We'll be right back.
Zarnik and the Texas Dutchman there from a cassette I had never heard of before, one called Polka Hit Parade on the Camwood label. Ray Doggett, the same guy that ran Guide Records and Impact and Bel Air Records, all these different labels, but they all came out of the same Ray Doggett studios. And you may be familiar with Ray's Music Exchange in Houston, a huge record store for many, many years. Ray Doggett ran that. And also ran all these different record labels as well. Many, just about all the Texas bands in the 60s and 70s recorded there at one time or another. So a couple from a very rare Harry Zarnik and the Texas Dutchman cassette. Red and White Waltz there, and 20 Crowns Polka right before that. And like I said, a couple of live numbers from our own band, the Czech Melody Masters, featuring my son Steven on baritone. Beer Rail Polka and the Orphan Waltz. And we're going to just keep on rolling with the music now. Like I said, these double shots. Here's some great music, some old TNT 45s here from the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra. I used to have some of these on some old scratchy 45s, but was able to get a nice pristine cassette copy of some of these. Here's one that we recorded back in 2000. I love this song. Not many bands have done it. It's one they've, that's in fact, they're the only band I had ever heard record it before we did. That's where I got it from, was from this band, the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra. Beautiful polka, one called Beautiful Moments. Ernie Cachera, once again, to kind of bookend the second half hour. We started this first half hour with the Grown Rose Waltz, and we ended it with the Slavish Boy Polka. Let's go back real quick, real short set here. Rudy Kurtz, like I said, a couple numbers from the Rudy Kurtz Orchestra, Beautiful Moments Polka, and the Headache Waltz, although not the one we're most familiar with, the Bully Bully. This is a completely different waltz entitled the Headache Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Ernie Cachera and the Slavish Boy Polka. And with that, my time is definitely up. I've rambled a lot on this show. Thank you for listening to me and sticking with me. I do appreciate it. Just a couple band things. If you're in the area, on Houston area, on June 4th, we're going to be part of the Accordion Kings and Queens in Miller Outdoor Theater right next to the Houston Zoo. 5,000 people strong. I cannot wait to play that. That's going to be a blast. All different kinds of accordion music. Conjunto, polka, zydeco, everything going on, all based on around the accordion. We are the polka portion of the show, and we kick it off at 7 o'clock. So come see us if you're in the Houston area on June 4th. And then the following weekend, either June 11th or 12th, we still haven't got the schedule yet, we are going to be in San Antonio for the Texas Folklife Festival. So check their website, and hopefully the schedule will be up soon, because I would like to know when we're playing. I don't even know yet. So sometime during that weekend, we'll be in San Antonio. But until then, we're going to get on out of here. Here's Henry Tannenberger and his orchestra featuring Mr. Gene Lifnowsky on piano from 1986. Here's a nice polka called On Our Porch. So until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Thank you for hanging around for the after show. I do appreciate it. Boy, I kind of rambled on that show, didn't I? That's kind of like the old days. Any of you guys that are new listeners from the 24/7 era, if you go back and listen to some of my old shows, because the old shows on our website, there's no time restriction as opposed to the 58 and a half minutes that I'm set with here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. So back in the old days, I would talk forever. I'd talk for 10 minutes straight. I don't know how you people hung with me, you know. You're probably like, oh, okay, fast forward, you know. But at the same time, I would play like maybe 10, 11, 12 songs in a row, you know, and then go back and talk about them. I had a little more time where I could talk, you know, history of the bands and things like that. So I do tend to ramble a little bit. I do like talking, especially when it comes to like history of the bands and recording information, things like that, you know, old stories about where we used to play, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show. And yeah, I did definitely want to congratulate my son, Steven. He'd never listen to any of these shows. He's never going to hear it. But yeah, I was actually getting a little misty-eyed talking about that. I'm very, very proud of him. I was thinking about that today before I was doing the show. And he has worked his butt off to get where he was. He had hearing problems when he was very young and that we didn't know about. Took him to the doctor. Oh, no, his hearing is fine, la, la, la. No, you know, nothing at all to be concerned about. Well, then he didn't develop speaking as well as the other kids and actually had a lot of problems speaking. Actually, I had to go to special ed when he was like in pre-K. And, you know, he didn't hear things, and, you know, like his, you know, daycare provider kind of thought he was kind of dumb because he just didn't seem to respond to things. Like, he couldn't hear. Finally, they realized, yeah, his hearing is screwed up, put tubes in there, and, you know, were able to get his hearing better, but still his speech was behind. My wife, Marcy, worked her tail off with him with these little sound cards and actually working on getting his speech going, and... You know, by the time he was in, like, second grade, he was fine. But he has worked for everything he has ever gotten. My daughter, Courtney, she's just a brainiac. Everything just comes naturally to her, you know. Almost, it's too natural for her. But Steven has had to work his ass off. You know, he struggled through school for a while, and finally things just started to click. And he just, man, when he hit high school, he amazed me. Because we didn't know what he was going to do. And he just took to, like, science and math, engineering, like, duck to water. I mean, it was nothing to him. He just shocked me how well he did. And then when he got into college, you know, calculus, all this kind of stuff, just a breeze for him. You know, English and stuff like that, he hates. He hates reading, which makes me sad because I love reading. I mean, he doesn't mind reading, but he doesn't read just to read, you know. Which I do. Me and my wife both. We just love to read anything, you know. And he's more of the scientific kind of deal. So, yeah, you know, he's going to graduate at the top of his class. We won't find out until the actual graduation if he has graduated with honors. They don't announce that until they actually walk across the stage or whatever. So we won't find that out for another week. But I'm pretty sure he has a good shot. He's got a 6'3", I believe, at the current pace. I think you have to be in the top 20% of your class to graduate with honors, and then it goes from there. I don't know if he'll get any higher than that, but it's based throughout the entire engineering college. So that's a lot of kids, but he has done pretty well for himself. And like I said, he's going to take a summer off to go be in a drum corps, and then he's coming right back to UT to go to graduate school to get his master's. So he has his life right in front of him. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He wants to get his master's. He wants to be a boss. It's what he wants to do. You know, he wants to be in administration, or he wants to be an overseeing projects. You know, he wants to build stadiums and things like that. So, you know, he knows what he wants, and he'll get it too. So very proud of him. So I'm just going to feature, I don't even know what I'm going to throw some stuff together, but I definitely am going to feature this song first because it's always been his favorite when he's played with us. We have a lot of fun with it, and he always likes it. So this is Mark Yurikovic. I just played this a little while ago, but I'll play it again because it's Steven's favorite. It's called Sick, Sober, and Sorry. So thank you all for hanging around and listening to me ramble some more, and we will see you back in a couple of weeks. Bye. We'll be right back.
tried to get home last night. The road was so crooked and low. The fog was so thick and I had no light. In darkness and fog I went wrong. I felt my way along the fences. It's a good thing I had my senses. It took me all night to get home last night. We had a wonderful time.
I'm a guy who likes to party and stay out late at night. I love those party faces and those pretty party lights. But there's another kind of party lights that I can't stand to see. When there's a man in that patrol car and he don't want to party with me. I should have stayed back at your party when the party lights were there. I was by your side on a carnival ride. Now it's a roller coaster, flashing, crashing party nightmare. If I ever make it home tonight, a more careful man I'll be. When I see those party lights come on, the party's over for me. Stars and all-night bars, but this party isn't real. The only star I see is on his shirt, and the bars are made of steel. Those party lights lit up so bright, just like a Christmas tree. When I see those party lights come on, the party's over for me. I should have stayed back at your party when the party lights were there. I was by your side on a carnival ride. Now it's a roller coaster, flashing, crashing party nightmare. If I ever make it home tonight, a more careful man I'll be. When I see those party lights come on, the party's over for me. When I see those party lights come on, the party's over.